I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. There are now well over 100 confirmed cases of Legionnaires' disease linked to the Mountain State Fair. One person has died, and nearly 70% of the cases, mostly in people around 60, have landed in the hospital. It's the state's largest documented outbreak, and while health officials search for the source, there are signs the worst may soon be over. Health officials say Legionnaires' disease has an average incubation period of 2 days to 2 weeks. The Mountain State Fair ended September 15th, which means cases should start tapering off, says Henderson County Health Director Steve Smith.
Well, if there is any good news, we're really past the outside window of transmission, given that point in time exposure at the state fair. So we will likely identify a few more cases, but that should really tail off very quickly.
About a week after the fair ended on September 15th, Smith says lab reports of Legionnaires' disease trickled into his office, and soon it was apparent an outbreak was underway.
I was contacted by the state epidemiologist, Dr. Zach Moore, that there other cases had emerged in counties other than Henderson, and that there was a growing concern that we would need to connect and collaborate on investigating that.
The department deployed a public health team to help document, investigate, and control the outbreak, something he says happens much more often than the public realizes.
I think this is something that's unseen by the public, but probably one of the most vital roles for health departments across the state. So we do this every day. Many of the kinds of cases that we deal with are not paid much attention to or are not visible to the public, but we have a standing epi team internal to our department. So that's populated with all kinds of disciplines, from our medical director to communicable disease nurses to public information specialists, environmental health personnel. It's a broad multidisciplinary team that knows how to go through a communicable disease investigation in a kind of organized process. We actually use an incident command system structure and do that in a very kind of purposeful way to deal with the cases that are evolving, as well as start looking upstream very quickly with an intent of prevention of additional cases.
In this investigation, it was quickly discovered that the common thread among the cases was the fair in Fletcher, which is held at the WNC Ag Center. Legionella bacteria are spread through tiny water droplets inhaled into the lungs. It's not spread person to person. Local health departments are working with state health officials to help pinpoint the source of the outbreak, which is proving to be a challenge since the fair and vendors were packed up and gone once cases started trickling in.
It's a little bit challenging because, you know, many of the exhibits and things that were there at the state fair are no longer there since the fair has ended, but they have a lot of historical information about those sites. And then I think the next step is really evaluating the information that we might acquire through the surveys that are being requested of all people that attended the fair.
Meantime, Smith says there's been lots of speculation and social media chatter as the public waits for an answer.
I have seen some of the same comments in social media and other places about individuals speculating what might be the cause, everything from air conditioning systems to a hot tub display to a misting station. But it is certainly true that we're targeting or looking at closely those environments where water was aerosolized in some way into a fine mist or fine droplets that made it possible for people to inhale that.
Health officials urge anyone who attended the Mountain State Fair and comes down with cough, shortness of breath, fever, flu-like symptoms to contact their local health provider. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.